The Micro Language Lab, Learning the 6809, is a presentation of Green Mountain Micro.
The architecture of the 6809 processor has up to this point been described piecemeal. Now I'd like to summarize the 6809 processor's architecture, making the description a bit more formal. Please look once again at Figure 5 on page 5 of the MC6809E data booklet. That's Figure 5 on page 5. The program counter keeps the machine language program running in order. The program counter register contains the 16-bit address of the next instruction to be performed in the program sequence. The program counter can be changed directly by the programmer, by jumps and branches within the program, by subroutines, and by stack operations. The program counter is one of the pointer registers. The two accumulators perform simple arithmetic. The A and B accumulators are each 1 byte, 8 bits in size. For some operations, the two accumulators are concatenated, creating a single 16-bit accumulator. When A and B are used together as one 16-bit accumulator, they are collectively called the D accumulator. There are two index registers, each 16 bits in size, which can be used to identify memory locations. Although by themselves they are very limited in capability, the index registers X and Y can be used together with various calculated offsets to load or store data anywhere in memory. To increase their flexibility, the X and Y registers can be automatically incremented or decremented during the course of a machine language instruction. The index registers are also pointer registers. There are also two stack pointer registers, each 16 bits in size, and each with a different purpose. The user stack pointer, the U register, is only controlled by the programmer by pushing and pulling information. This program control allows information to be transferred easily between portions of a program. The hardware stack pointer, the S register, is also used for pushing and pulling information, but is used automatically by the processor to save program counter address information during subroutine calls. The condition code register, or flags, is an 8-bit register wherein each bit has a meaning and can be used to make simple judgments, such as greater than, less than, equal to, positive, negative, carry, borrow, etc., within a program. The condition code register is automatically modified by the results of machine language instructions, or can be changed directly by the programmer. The direct page register, 8 bits wide, is given the most significant byte of an address. During direct addressing, the direct page register provides this half of the address, and the program provides the least significant half of the address. The result is a complete address which can be used to access data in memory.
Please read pages 4 and 5 and the first portion of page 6 in the MC6809E data booklet. This section describes the architecture of the 6809 processor. Return to this tape when you have completed the reading. Turn the tape off now.
I wanted you to read that to get a firm idea of the 6809's innards. The next step is getting a handle on some of the 6809's instructions. And for this, I'll return to your computer and to a basic program. Turn back to your MC6809E data booklet, pages 28 and 29. Pages 28 and 29 contain an alphabetical list of the 6809 processor instructions and is full of information. In the first column is the generalized mnemonic, such as add, dec for decrement, ld for load, etc. The second column shows the specific editor assembler forms the mnemonic can take, meaning how to indicate the registers or memory the instruction can use. The next block of information is entitled Addressing Modes and provides detailed information on each instruction in that mode, its specific opcode in hexadecimal, the number of bytes the instruction requires for completion, and the number of clock cycles needed for the process. I haven't mentioned clock cycles before. They are vital to understand when your programming begins to get sophisticated. You've probably heard that the color computer runs at 0.89 megahertz. Actually, the precise figure for your computer speed is 0.894886 megahertz. That is, 894,886 clock pulses each second. Any action taken by the 6809 processor is triggered by one clock pulse. At 894,886 clock pulses per second, that means that the color computer's 6809 can't do anything in a shorter time than 0.00000112 seconds. 0.00000112 seconds is 1.12 microseconds, slightly longer than a millionth of a second. Knowing this timing is important when writing programs that transfer information properly to the printer, to the RS-232 communications port, to the cassette, to the disk, and to other devices. Later, when you begin producing audio from your computer, knowing the clock cycles required for each 6809 instruction will be essential. Now back to the booklet, page 28. The description column, toward the right, gives in abbreviated notation the function of each machine language instruction. The symbols and abbreviations are explained at the bottom of the page. Glance at the add instruction. You'll discover that addition using the A accumulator, mnemonic add A, ADDA, is valid in four addressing modes. In the immediate mode, for example, you find that the hexadecimal opcode for this instruction is 8B, that the complete instruction consists of 2 bytes, and that it takes 2 clock cycles, that is 2.24 microseconds, to execute. The description column says that the result of A accumulator plus a value from memory is transferred into the A accumulator. The last group of columns provides detailed information about the condition code register, how each flag is affected by the instruction. In the case of the add A instruction, all 5 condition code bits are affected, either set or reset, that is, by the results of that command. These are pretty dense pages. In order to simplify them a little, I've put together a program in BASIC. It's fairly long, so while it's loading, start to get familiar with pages 28 and 29. By the way, there are 2 program dumps on the tape, just to make certain you've got a good one.
Find program number 13 in your book and follow the instructions. This is a BASIC program. Turn this tape off until you are ready to load the program. Turn the tape off now. You should have loaded a long basic program. Briefly list this program to see if it appears correct. If so, please continue with this tape. Otherwise, rewind the program and try again.
Run this program. On the screen are 12 common instructions selected from the total of 59 that the 6809 processor can execute. For your amusement, I've numbered them in hexadecimal. Some of the instructions will already be familiar, but I'd like you to get a detailed idea of how each one works and what its results are. Here's how it goes. You will input all values in hexadecimal, but the display will be done in both hex and binary so that the inner workings of each instruction will be evident. Although there are 5 flags, I've chosen only the most used ones, negative, zero, and carry, to display in these examples. You can start with a familiar instruction. Selection number 1, add. Touch 1 on the keyboard. As you can see, for simplicity, I'm making the assumption that the initial value will always be in an accumulator and that all values will be 8 bits. Enter hex number 01 as the accumulator value. The second prompt appears. To the accumulator value will be added some value in memory or from another register in the processor. You'll add 1 to this. Type 01 and hit enter. On your display are the 2 numbers being added and the result, which is 02. All 3 are displayed in both binary and hexadecimal. The flags reveal 3 pieces of information: that the resulting number is not negative, it is not 0, and there was no carry generated by the calculation. Simple enough. Hit enter and touch 1 again. This time, enter hex 81 into the accumulator. Add to this the value hex 81. The result is the same as before, 02. But the carry flag reveals something very important. It tells you that although the apparent 8-bit result is 02, the addition actually produced a number larger than 8 bits. The carry flag has been set. Now some subtraction. Hit enter and touch selection C. Enter 10 into the accumulator. From this, subtract the value, say, 04. The result is 0C, a non-zero positive number, as the flags indicate. Hit enter and touch C again. Enter 10 into the accumulator again, but this time subtract hex 11. The result is FF. The flags tell the story. It is a negative number, and the carry borrow flag shows that a borrow was required to complete it. That carry borrow flag is vital to recognize in every calculation. Add and subtract are straightforward. Try each of them a few times at the end of this lesson. I'll go through the rest of the instructions in this group. When I'm done, you're on your own for a while. Let me walk over to the kitchen. Hit enter to get back to the menu. You've also tried add and subtract, so now touch 2 for logical AND. This is the first of the logical instructions, also called Boolean algebra, but we'll forget that term. Logical AND requires both statements of a pair to be true for the result to be true. For example, this statement demonstrates logical AND. If I break this plate, and Claire sees the broken plate, then she will scream at me. Now, if either statement is not true, that is, if either I didn't break the plate or if Claire didn't see the broken plate, then I'll get off. Well, here comes Claire now, and I've got this plate, so let's just see what happens.
Oh, you broke the plate, you blockhead!
Well, there. I guess the logical AND function works. So, likewise, in binary arithmetic, both bits must be ones. That is, both bits must be true for the result to be true. Enter FF into the accumulator and 00 into memory. Each bit of the accumulator is anded with each corresponding bit in the operand. The results here are all zeros. The zero flag goes on. Hit enter and touch 2. Again, FF into the accumulator. This time try AA as the memory contents and hit enter. Each bit of the pair is anded, and the result is AA. The negative flag flips on. Contrast this with logical OR. Hit enter and touch A. Logical OR states that if either or both of two conditions is true, then the result will be true. For example, this statement describes logical OR. If I eat this pie, or if I eat this ice cream, then I will be pleased. Well, binary numbers can't measure my level of pleasure, but I can report that I will be pleased if I either eat the pie or the ice cream, or if I eat both. Likewise, in binary arithmetic, if either number is a 1, that is, if either number is true, the result will be true. Enter FF into the accumulator, then enter 00 as the operand. You can see two things. First, you find that since all bits in the accumulator are 1, all bits in the result will be 1, regardless of the operand. Second, the negative flag flips on because bit 7 is a 1. Hit enter and touch selection A, and this time put 55 in the accumulator. As the operand, enter AA. The numbers I chose here have alternating bits, just to demonstrate that neither byte need have bits in common. It is truly an either-or situation. Note the negative flag is on, by the way. Just one more OR. Hit enter and touch selection A. Put 0C in the accumulator and C0 into the operand. In this example, you can see that where neither bit is true, zeros do result from the logical OR process. Again, you'll want to try examples of logical OR at the end of the lesson. Move on to complement, selection 4. Hit enter and touch 4. A number's complement is created by reversing all the binary digits in that number. It's the equivalent of a logical NOT. For example, enter A5. All the zeros become 1s, all the 1s become zeros. The result after the complement is 5A. Hit enter, touch selection 4, and place FF in the accumulator. The complement of FF is 00. The zero flag flips on. Notice that in this instruction, the carry flag always turns on, regardless of the result, merely to indicate the completion of the instruction. The logical exclusive OR instruction is next. This is a command used to toggle individual bits. You understand how logical AND, OR, and NOT work. Just for review, two binary values ANDed together give a 1 result, only if both values are 1. Two binary values ORed together give a 1 result if either value is a 1. Logical NOT simply flips 1 bits to 0 and 0 bits to 1, as in the complement statement you've already tried. Well, back in the kitchen here, logical exclusive OR gives a true result if either, but not both, of the premises are true. That's a little hard to analogize to real life, but since I'm still here in the kitchen, it might go something like this. If I eat this full course Chinese dinner, exclusive OR, if I eat this full course Italian dinner, then I'll be content. Now, if I eat neither, I won't be content, and if I eat both, I'll probably explode. Logical exclusive OR is the equivalent of the quantity A and not B, OR'd with the quantity not A and B, but that's not very revealing either. Try it this way. If two bits are different, the result will be 1. If the bits are the same, the result will be 0. What makes this idea useful is that information can be toggled back and forth between numbers. Turn to the program for a visual example. Hit enter and touch 6. You're going to toggle between, say, H0 and 00. Enter 80 into the accumulator. Now pause here and think about hex 80 and 00. In binary, 80 is 10000000, and hex 00 is 00000000. Only bit 7 is different here. You need to find a value that, when exclusive ORed with 10000000, gives 00000000. Recall how exclusive OR works. To get a zero result, the two bits being XORed must be the same. That suggests that 10000000 XORed with 10000000 should give an all zero result. So the hex equivalent of 10000000 is what you want, and that's 80. Enter 80 and look at the binary display. Also note the zero flag flipped on along with this. Hit enter and touch 6 again. This time, enter the result from the XOR you just did. Enter 00 into the accumulator. And enter 80 as the operand. The result is 80. Here's why. Exclusive OR is called a toggle function. When value X is XORed with value Q, the result is value Y. When value Y is XORed with value Q, the result is value X. Under the exclusive OR function, value Q becomes a toggle, flipping back and forth between values X and Y. Remember the flashing F at the top of the screen when you load cassettes into the color computer? This alternates value 46 hex with value 66 hex. Hit enter and touch 6 again. Enter 46 into the accumulator and 66 as the operand. The result should be 20. 20 can then be used in a program as a toggling value. 46 exclusive OR 20 is 66. 66 exclusive OR 20 is 46. Uppercase F becomes lowercase f, and vice versa. And the advantage to a toggling value is this. You don't have to know which state the original value is in to toggle it. That's ideal, because in this example, the tape loading program doesn't have to keep track of which F it's displayed. It only has to change it. Okay, enough of exclusive OR. You can try it at the end of the lesson. Shifts and rotates are interesting commands. Essentially, they are binary multiplication and division by 2. In the decimal system, a left shift is a multiplication by 10. A right shift is a division by 10. If that doesn't make immediate sense, consider the number 247. Shift it to the left, and it becomes 2470, 2470. Shift 247 to the right, and it becomes 24.7. That's multiplication and division by 10. The difference between types of binary shifts in the 6809 has to do with what happens to the bits on either end of the byte. Nothing more than that. An arithmetic shift to the left puts a zero into the rightmost position. A similar shift to the right leaves a trail of values of the leftmost bit. It's very visual, and you probably want to check your MC6809 data sheet for this. The bit that is shifted out the end of the byte falls into the carry flag. In a situation like this, the carry flag is sometimes called a bit bucket. A logical shift left is identical to an arithmetic shift, but a logical shift right leaves a zero in the leftmost position. Again, the bit falling off the end drops into the carry flag. Finally, a rotate command is circular, as the bits move left or right through the carry flag. Try the arithmetic shift left here. Hit enter and touch 3. You've got a prompt for an arithmetic shift. Do the left shift first. Touch L. Put a hex value FF into the accumulator. The row of bits is shifted left, a zero follows from the right, and the leftmost bit ends up in the carry flag. Notice that since bit 7 is high, the negative flag also goes up. Hit Enter again and touch Selection 3. Touch L again. Put 5-5 into the accumulator. Notice how the bits all move left. This number turns negative, becoming AA, but the carry flag is 0. You can explore all the details later. Try the right shift now. Hit Enter, touch Selection 3, and touch R. Put 8-0 into the accumulator. This time, observe bit 7, the leftmost bit. It begins to leave a trail of ones behind it. The value after shifting is C0. Hit Enter, touch 3, touch R, and enter C0. The trail of ones continues to follow. I'm going to skip doing the logical shifts and rotates in this explanation. You can check out Selection 8 and Selection B on your own at the end of the lesson. Move on to the next 6809 processor command. Hit Enter and touch Selection 5. This is a decrement by one command. Enter 81 into the accumulator. 81 minus 1 is 80. The negative flag is on. Decrement it one more time. Hit Enter, touch 5, and put 80 into the accumulator. The value becomes 7F. The negative flag is off. One more thing to notice with the decrement command. Hit Enter, touch 5, and put 00 into the accumulator. 00 minus 1 is FF. The negative flag flips on. That's natural, but the carry flag also turns on to indicate a borrow. The carry flag serves a double life as a borrow flag, only because you can't have both happen at the same instruction. By knowing the nature of the instruction, you know what the carry-borrow flag means. The opposite of decrement is increment. Also, it's a straightforward command. Hit Enter and touch Selection 7. Enter 07 into the accumulator. The value is incremented by 1 to 08. Not much there. All flags are off. Hit Enter and touch Selection 7 again. This time put 7F into the accumulator. The value 7F increments to 80. The negative flag flips on. Finally, hit Enter and touch 7 again. Enter FF into the accumulator. The number increments and carries, with the result being 00. Both the 0 and the carry flags flip on in response to the increment. There's just one selection left, and that's negate, N-E-G, selection 9. Hit Enter and touch 9. Enter 01 into the accumulator. The negative of 01 is FF. Recall from an earlier lesson, you counted backwards from 0 in one programming example. It makes sense that 1 less than 0, minus 1 in decimal, would be FF in 8-bit data. Hit Enter and touch 9. Put 80 into the accumulator. The result is 80. The negative of 80 is 80. I'll leave you to check the flags and ponder that result. Please review this lesson, spend some time with pages 28 and 29 of the MC6809E data booklet, and, most of all, keep using this basic example program. Try every example. Work with the results and work them out on paper. See if you agree with the final display. Examine how the binary data works, how the instructions perform, and what the flags mean.